Hey there, folks. Thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. The finale of 2016, game 161. Our fish family code today is the number 161. And with the full rewind on a Sunday afternoon, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, today we brought down the curtain on 2016 for the Marlins. They dropped their season finale 10-7 in Washington. And the Marlins finished the season at 79-82. Max Scherzer in search of win number 20 on the final day of the season. Today he started for the Nationals. Tom Kohler was taking his 10th shot at win number 10. Hadn't won since August 9th, taking the hill here today. And Kohler put himself in a bind in the second inning in a scoreless affair. He walked the first three batters in a row. Stephen Drew, Wilmer Defoe, and Danny Espinosa. With the bases loaded, nobody out. Jose Lobatone lifted a sacrifice fly to center field. The Nats had a 1-0 lead. Then Max Scherzer helped himself out at the plate.
Here's the pitch. And a swing and a ground ball base hit up the middle by Scherzer. One run is home as Defoe scores. Here comes Espinosa. Throw to the plate. Espinosa slides in safely at the plate. A two-run single for Max Scherzer. 3-0 Nationals in the second.
And it would stay 3-0 until inning number four. With one out, Scherzer walked Justin Bour. And with two outs, he went after right fielder Destin Hood. Hood a fly ball out toward right center field. Turner's on his horse, back onto the track, looking up at the wall, and it is off the top of the wall, says first base umpire Alan Porter. I'm not so sure about that. They've got to look at that. And the umpires will indeed take a look at this one. And here we go. It is a home run. The first major league home run for Destin Hood. That's what he'll never forget. A two-run shot off Max Scherzer. And the Nationals' lead is cut to 3-2 in the fourth. In the bottom of the fourth, though, the Nationals came right back. They chased Tom Kohler with an infield hit from Wilmer Defoe and then a walk to Danny Espinosa. Kohler done after three innings plus. Justin Nicolino came out of the bullpen. Jose Lobatone sacrificed the runners to second and third. I said, it's unusual to see a number eight man sacrificing two men up with the pitcher coming up next, but Max Scherzer made the strategy look brilliant. Scherzer with the infield in, ground ball up the middle. He's got himself another hit. The sack bunt pays off. Two runs are going to score. And just like that, it's 5-2 Nationals. Scherzer has a 4 RBI afternoon. And the Nats were up 5-2. But in the next half inning, top of the fifth, the Marlins came back. A base hit by Ichiro as a pinch hitter leading off that fifth inning. Ichiro finishes the season with 3,030 career base hits. He singled to start the inning. D. Gordon sacrificed him down to second base. Man, it's second, one down for Tomas Tolis.
Here's a high fly ball to deep right center, back there near the wall, and that looked to me like it hit in the seats and then back onto the field. It is a home run for Tomas Tolis. Tolis connects for a long ball, and the Marlins pick up two with one swing of the bat right there and pulled it within one of the Washington Nationals on the first major league home run by Tomas Tolis. It's the second time this afternoon that a Marlins player in this lineup has hit his first major league home run. Dustin Hood did so in the fourth inning. 5-4 Nationals here in the fifth.
So Destin Hood and Tomas Tolis both with their first big league homers today. That's our move of the game on the final day of the season, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. You can learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins were within a run, but they weren't done with Scherzer in that fifth inning. Martin Prado had given way to Derek Dietrich. Dietrich at third base in his first at bat, single to left. So the Marlins had a man on for Christian Yelich.
Is a base hit by Christian Yelich, his second hit of the afternoon. Dietrich digging for third. He's been waved. Here is the throw. It's offline behind home plate. Dietrich scores. This game is tied at five on a ball into the right field corner by Christian Yelich.
It's a nice comeback by the Marlins, but it was all for naught because in the bottom of that fifth inning with Austin Bryson to pitch, the Marlins gave those three runs right back. Bryce Harper, an opposite field double to get things started with one out. Stephen Drew hit by a pitch. And with men at the corners, Wilmer Defoe tried to snap the 5-5 tie.
Bryce with the pitch and a ball pulled on the ground slowly to Bore. He goes down to second. They get one. The return throw to first is not in time. The go-ahead run scores, and the Nationals recapture the lead, this time 6-5.
Not 6'5 for long, though. Next man to the plate was Danny Espinosa.
There's a ball hit high and deep to right center, and it is gone. A home run for Danny Espinosa, a two-run home run, and an 8-5 lead for the Nationals.
Well, the Marlins would make things interesting in the eighth inning facing Ronaldo Lopez. They got a one-out single from Destin Hood. He went 2-for-4 today. They got a two-out double in that eighth inning from Yeffrey Perez, putting men at second and third with first base open. Pinch hitter Giancarlo Stanton was walked intentionally, so the Marlins had him full for Tomas Tellez. Tellez lines one into right field for a base hit. That'll score one. That'll score two. And Miami suddenly is back within a run at 8-7. But as was the case in every inning which the Marlins scored in this game, they gave the runs right back in the bottom. In the last of the eighth, Brian Ellington allowed a double to the leadoff man, Pedro Severino. He then walked Spencer Kaiboom in his first Major League plate appearance. After Chris Heisey popped up, the Nationals got back-to-back RBI singles from Trey Turner and Ben Revere. That made it a 10-7 game, and 10-7 is how this one ends. That's how the season ends. Mark Melancon came out of the ninth inning, allowed a leadoff single to Christian Yelich, who went 3-for-5 with a triple and an RBI in the season's final day. But Justin Bour hit into a double play, and Xavier Scruggs grounded to third, bringing down the curtain on 2016 for the Marlins. On the final day of the season for the Nationals, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They leave 8. Max Scherzer wins his 20th, finishes the year 20-7 with a 2.96 ERA. He struck out 7 today, wins the Major League strikeout crown with 284 in the year. The Marlins' losing pitcher was Austin Bryce out of the bullpen, 0-1. Mark Melancon with his 47th save. Time of the game was 3 hours, 36 minutes. These players just did not want this season to end, did they? Crowd of 28,730 goes home to get ready for the playoffs here in Washington. The Nationals end their year at 95-67. They go 50-31 in their home park. As for the Marlins, the final record, 79-82, 39-42. Away from home, Marlins were 40-40 in Miami. Our Pepsi stat of the game, Pepsi Live For Now. This basically tells you what happened to the Marlins this season. At the end of July, they were 57-48, 9 games over 500, just 4 behind the Nationals in the NL East. They were the owners of the second wild card, a game up on number 3, St. Louis at that point. But beginning August 1st, the Marlins 22-34 over their final 56 games. That's the worst record in the National League beginning the 1st of August. So 9 up in the hunt in the division, in wild card position at the end of July after 4 straight winning months. The Marlins could not seal the deal in the final third of the season. They go 22-34 beginning August 1st, and they finish at 79-82.
No Marlins baseball today, no Marlins baseball tomorrow, nor the following afternoon or night. We want to thank you so much for joining us on Marlins Rewind, whether it was 1 or 161. We appreciate you being part of our fish family. Keep up with the podcast page this off-season. It's where we'll log Kyle Seeloff's off-season hot stove show and plenty of other news from the Marlins clubhouse, from the front office, and from Marlins Park itself.